USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is again asking for help as Russian forces advance in his country. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Oha Stefanisha spoke on ABC's This Week.
Everybody should be concentrated over one goal, to make sure that Ukraine is capable, financially stable, to resist and defend until the political solution, how to restore the territorial integrity of Ukraine and a peace around Europe, is there.
Lawmakers are now calling for more action by the White House to cripple Russia's economy. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso on Fox.
Russia is still getting about $5 to $7 billion a week on Russian energy. We in the United States are still buying uranium from Russia. I have a bill to stop that.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should not take part in any cases that involve the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
This is a textbook case for removing him, recusing him from these decisions.
She spoke on ABC's This Week about text messages from Thomas's wife, Jenny, where she supported overturning the 2020 presidential election. The January 6th committee is now deciding whether to subpoena Thomas's wife. The wildfire that's burning near Boulder, Colorado, is about 20% contained, according to Incident Commander Mike Smith.
We will continue to reinforce the line to make sure that the fire doesn't move towards the city or down towards El Dorado Canyon. We're going to continue to try and corral this fire up into the rocks, into the snow, which is really one of our big holding features right now.
So far, about 1,600 people have been evacuated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Two active duty soldiers stationed at Fort Hood in Texas have been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty in an illegal immigrant smuggling scheme. Isaiah Gore and Denario Williams admitted to conspiring to transport undocumented people. Gore was sentenced to 30 months, and Williams was sentenced to 24 months by U.S. District Judge Marina Garcia Marmolejo. Both sentences also included 3 years of post-release supervision. Taking a peek at what's going on with March Madness, here's USA Radio's Chris Russell.
Two of the men's NCAA's Final Four are set. As Villanova moved up after beating Houston 50-44 in San Antonio last night, it's the third Final Four appearance for the Wildcats since 2016. Duke also made a statement with a decisive 78-69 win over Arkansas, the Blue Devils prolonging the career of legendary head coach Mike Krzyzewski. Later today, 10th-seeded Miami squares off with the top-seed Kansas Jayhawks, and 15th-seeded St. Peter's looks to continue their upset run when they meet 8th-seeded North Carolina.
Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry is resigning from Congress after being convicted of 3 felonies. This ends his 9-term career in the House. Fortenberry said upon returning to Nebraska that he can no longer effectively serve. His last day will be March 31st. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.